USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Border Patrol officials say they captured an individual identified as a potential terrorist in Arizona. A 21-year-old man was apprehended on Thursday night after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. He is allegedly linked to a Yemeni subject of interest, according to Yuma Border Patrol. This as Texas is taking it upon itself to finish construction on former President Donald Trump's border wall. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush saying they'll need landowners' permission to finish the wall on Fox and Friends.
We have a lot of the former contractors during the Trump days. We had the funding from the building behind me to get to work. I think my agency, along with the Facilities Commission, the governor's office, would now like to sign more deals with private landowners so that they can be a part of this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The White House is addressing growing concerns about the rapid spread of the COVID Omicron variant.
You're 14 times more likely to die of COVID if you have not been vaccinated versus vaccinated.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling a briefing that unvaccinated Americans will continue to drive new hospitalizations and deaths. President Biden will address the nation Tuesday about the strategy for combating the latest COVID surge. California is suing Walmart for illegally dumping toxic waste. Attorney General Rob Bonta filing legal action against the big box store today in Alameda Superior Court. In a complaint, Bonta alleging Walmart has been dumping batteries, paint, insecticides, electronics, and even customer identification. The suit alleging Walmart is continuing the practice of dumping toxic waste in landfills not set up to handle that kind of trash. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus pandemic, when it comes to the new Omicron variant, many people are wondering, how do you know which variant you have if you do test positive for COVID-19? Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire answers that very question.
The truth is, at the granular level, when you get a test or even coming to the doctor's office, when I look at it, whether it's a PCR test or an antigen test, those are just looking at specific pieces of SARS-CoV-2, the virus. It doesn't actually tell you which variant it is. In fact, only a handful of positive cases are sequenced to look at the type of variant. Now, I can tell you, as a whole, the United States right now, the percent of Omicron cases is about 2 to 3%. However, early estimates is that in the Northeast, that number could be up to 20 to 30%, which is contributing to our rise in cases. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what variant is infecting you right now. If you're positive for COVID-19, you should call your doctor and make sure that you're taking any advice that they give you.
The newest Spider-Man film is gaining on Avengers Infinity War to become the second highest opening weekend ever. Sony predicting that Spider-Man No Way Home would earn $253 million in revenue during its first weekend in the theaters. The film topped out at more than $260 million, which surpassed the record set by Infinity War. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.